I was doing my laundry this week, and I noticed that you know, when you're sorting out the socks and you're trying to get them to match. Well, I had all these different white socks from working out, and this one pair of socks just stood out. They were brand new socks that I had, like, they were the same as the old ones, but it was brand new, shiny white. And I looked at the other ones and several of the pair of them, and I realized that, oh my God, these other ones have turned so, like, dark over the, I don't know if I noticed it, but, like, suddenly, with the white pair right there, the other ones looked, well, not so white. So anyway, so I bleached them and they're almost back to normal again, but I think part of, you know, why do I bring that up? Because I think we don't intentionally love the darkness. I mean, we don't just become these big sinners. But I think slowly, the whiteness, if you would, of our souls, the darkness creeps in, and all of a sudden then when we contrast it, we're not as wonderfully clean as we thought we were. And we don't really notice it. It sort of creeps in. It gets slowly sloppy with our prayer life, slowly this, slowly that. We aren't quite telling the whole truth anymore. We aren't quite helping anybody as much as we used to. Suddenly realize after a period of time that we've drifted quite far away from what we had originally wanted to do for ourselves. In today's gospel, this gospel of John, that classic John 3:16, we see it at football games. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And Jesus goes on to give us that we prefer darkness to the light. I don't think we start out that way. I think it creeps in quite easily. We become dulled to the good things that the Lord has for us. And we slowly settle for so much less than what God has intended for us. You see, that phrase, God so loves the world that he gives his only begotten son, we hear it and we go, yeah. We go back and do what we've always done. But that's a profound reality. That God came among us in his son so that we would know in our complete being that he loves us. That message every single week should wash us clean, snow white again. But we have to admit that we're dirty. We have to admit that we're sinful. I think most of us will, well, I'm not that bad. Like, I didn't do anything really. I mean, I didn't do this and I didn't kill anybody. Yeah, no, probably not. That's probably a good thing. That's a good start. But that's not the totality of the gospel. It's not just to avoid evil. It's to do good. We don't live for ourselves. We live for others. So unless we have actually stretched ourselves and served somebody this week, then in a sense, we have sinned. We've sinned in the sense we have missed the mark of being our best selves. Now, look, the good news is we're not meant to get all, like, down on ourselves. Oh, I'm a sinner, whip and lash. No. What we come to this table is to renew ourselves. Yes, at the very beginning, we say we're sinners. And then we get refreshed to this table and we get washed right snow clean again to be sent out into the world. But we need to remind ourselves that we have sinned. We need to remind ourselves that we are to go out and to serve the world. To love others as God has loved us. So today, let us not settle for avoiding, in a sense, evil. Let us do good. Let us say and do kind things for people who so desperately need those things to happen in their lives to believe. Let us put our faith into radical action by being simple purveyors of love. Every opportunity today, this week, Let us do good and serve others.